Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, ladies, Kroger Tender Ray Beef just couldn't be anything else but delicious. And here's why. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, ma'am, always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. It's luscious red. It's rich in savory juices. It's marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. That's Kroger Tender Ray beef. The finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Down in heavily rolling seas, the giant Atlantic clipper Seagull threatens to take all on board to death beneath the waves, though rescue is only a few hundred yards away. Yes, at last reports the water was so rough that small boats from the ocean liner standing by could not make it to the stricken plane. On board is Penny Gibbs' best friend and one-time fiancé, Johnny Keith. A little while ago, Penny told her mother the latest tragic news.
It was on the radio just now, Mother. The plane flashed a message to the rescue ship that there were 6 dead and 4 injured out of the 67 people on board. But no names of the dead or injured were given.
It is now several hours later, and Penny, who was up most of last night, is half dozing in the living room of her home when the doorbell rings.
Oh, golly. I'm coming, just a minute. I'm coming.
Penny, what do you think of the latest news?
Joel, has there been more news since the ship...
Yes, just now, on the radio. I heard it in my car. I even sat out in front of your house to get all the details. Well, weren't you listening?
Oh, no, I don't think anybody was listening. We've all been up so many hours without sleeping, I think we were napping.
Oh.
Otherwise, someone would have called me. Joel, what is the latest news?
Well, it's good, I'll tell you that.
Will you please tell me, what is it?
The seas calmed down. The ship sent lifeboats to the plane, and all the survivors are being taken off.
And Johnny? Johnny was one of them.
Well, that I don't know. No names were mentioned. But it did say that of the 6 dead, 3 were crew members.
And of the 4 injured?
It didn't mention the injured, except to say that they were seriously hurt and were the first to be taken off the plane.
So we still don't know about Johnny, do we?
No, and we probably won't for several hours yet.
Joel is just waiting and more waiting. How much longer, Joel? How much longer?
Oh, not much. There should be a casualty list radioed from the ship within the next few hours. I understand the injured are going to be flown from the ship immediately. So if Johnny's among them, he'll be in New York in a little while.
I'd rather wait for days than have him hurt.
So would I. But there won't be a wait of days in any event, Penny. You see, after the crash, the plane drifted toward these shores.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was so close to land when it was found that the rescue ship will make it to New York within 24 hours.
Oh, I see. Well, then we should know for sure by tomorrow, shouldn't we? I mean, we should know if Johnny's all right. We might even hear from him.
Sure you will, Penny. And do you know something?
What?
Somehow or other, I feel that he is all right. Well, after all, everything I've guessed so far has been right, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. You did say they'd find the plane. And you said that if it didn't radio, that it was sinking, and it wouldn't sink for a long time.
All right, then. My guess about Johnny is going to be just as correct. And if he's lived through this, your worries about him ought to be over forever. He'll live through anything.
Oh, Joel, you know something?
Huh?
I feel 1,000 years younger.
Funny, you don't look
it. Oh, shame on you.
Even worried and upset, you look as sweet and lovely as ever. Say, how about a nice long walk to celebrate the good news, huh?
Oh, golly, I should. And I ought to sit by the radio until I really find out about Johnny.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do.
All right, what will we do?
We'll go for a drive. My car's not much, but it has an engine, four wheels, and a radio.
Oh, it might be good at that to get out for a while.
Swell. Why, I bet you haven't even seen the countryside since spring started sending up signals that it's here.
I'll tell you something. I haven't.
Well, wait till you see it. You know, we could even drive out to Freddy's farm. I came up from Heatherton on the road that passes Freddy's place, and you'd be surprised how much spring there is out there.
Really? Golly, there's nothing more beautiful than the first green of spring.
Well, come on, let's go out and see just how beautiful it is this year. Of course, it's just beginning, so don't expect to sit in the shade of a leafy tree just yet. That's something we'll have to wait for just a little while.
Oh, Freddy, it was wonderful. Thanks for showing us around the farm.
Well, about time you dropped out here, Penny. You know it's been weeks now.
Oh, I know it has. I wanted to come out, but you know how busy I've been.
Sure. You talk over with your father-in-law what I told him about taking it easy, will you, Freddy?
Yeah, you bet I will, Joel. And thanks for talking to him, too. I was beginning to have a kind of tough time keeping him from working too much.
I can believe that. But he looks very well, Freddy.
Well, he should look well. I've kept him pretty quiet up to now, but... Well, now that spring's here... You know, that's the time that we really start to work out here.
Well, I'll come out with a rake and hoe and give you a hand someday.
You'll be swell. But I tell you, if you've got a tractor, I think you'll cover more acreage with that. Well, look, I'll see you all now. Helen and I will be home for supper tonight, Penny. Tell Sarah, will you?
Oh, yes, I will. Bye, Freddy.
So long now. So long, Doc.
Bye, Freddy.
Take it easy going back to town, will you? Getting dark.
We will.
Them everything around the joint, Freddy?
No, not everything, Helen. Just the things I haven't seen before.
That Doc Evans sure is a good-looking guy, ain't he?
Isn't he?
Ain't he, isn't he? You know what I mean, don't you?
Okay, okay. Say, you finished up with the books?
Yeah, just got through. And am I dying for some grub?
Well, you go on over to the house and wash up, and we'll start for town in about half an hour.
Why can't we head for home now?
Well, I've got to go out to the barn and help Tom with something.
Oh, that'll take more than a half hour. You won't get out of the barn till midnight.
No, honest. I told Penny to tell Sarah we'd be home for supper tonight. So I assure you I won't be any more than about a half an hour in the barn.
Okay. Okay.
But I could, Helen. And we could eat at that place up on the highway.
Thanks, but I guess we better not.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll beat it out to the barn and get this over with in a hurry.
Freddy, wait.
Hmm?
Close the door a minute, huh?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's closed.
Freddy, we've been awful good for almost a week. Haven't even looked at each other when we didn't have to.
Yeah, we're doing okay, huh?
Too good. Oh, I'd like awful much to have you alone just a little while. It wouldn't hurt none if it was in a public place like that eating joint up on the highway.
No, I guess it wouldn't. But I'd have to think of something to tell to Nora. I don't know what to say to her.
Well, you might just tell her the truth.
Yeah, I might, but the truth isn't always the best thing to say. No, she might get the wrong idea.
You mean the right idea, don't you?
No, Helen. Now, look, we don't mean anything to each other anymore.
You mean we don't want to, don't you?
Same thing.
No, it ain't. No. Go on out to the barn and give Tom a hand. I shouldn't have stopped you.
Say, look, I'd like eating up at that place on the highway myself, Helen.
What?
I'll call Nora from the store and tell her something. I don't see anything wrong in spending a couple of hours with you.
Hello?
Hello, Nora.
Oh, yes, Freddy. Where are you? It's almost time for dinner.
Well, I'm at the store out near the farm.
Oh, Freddy, you'll be late for dinner and Sarah will have a fit.
Yeah, I know. Nora, I got stuck helping Tom with some work out in the barn and I'm not through yet.
Oh.
So, Helen and I are going to eat at that place up on the highway from here.
Oh. Well, all right, Freddy.
We'll be home early, though. We'll come home right after we eat.
All right, darling, but be careful, will you? Don't drive too fast just to get home a few minutes earlier.
I won't, Nora. Goodbye.
Bye, darling. Oh, crickets. Sarah's going to have a fit.
Nora!
Oh, what's the matter, darling?
Penny, that was Freddy. He and Helen won't be home for dinner. Freddie still has some work to do. Sarah likes to have earlier notice than this.
Oh, I don't imagine she'll raise too much of a fuss.
I'll go tell her.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Nora.
Hmm?
Nora, you're not worried about Freddie and Helen, are you, darling?
Oh, no, Penny. No, not at all. I know there's a lot to be done at the farm this time of year, and there'll be a lot more all spring and summer. No, I don't see where there's anything to worry about. Ready?
Oh, Nora. Nora, are you still awake?
Yes, I didn't go to bed until a few minutes ago.
Oh. I really didn't mean to stay out so late, Nora, but Helen and I got to talking after supper, and, you know, the time just went by.
Oh, that's all right, Freddie. I guessed it was something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, I'll turn on a light for you.
No, you don't have to. I can...
Well, don't break a leg on the furniture, Freddie. Here, I better turn on a light.
Yeah, just maybe you better, or I'd get killed here.
There. Now, can you see better?
Yeah, a lot better, thanks. Here, give us a kiss, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Something to come home for. Ah, oh, gee, Nora, I'm tired.
Freddie, did you have to work terribly late?
Well, no, not too late. It was the gabbing with Helen that really took up the time. I'm sorry. I'll see that it doesn't happen again, honest. Good to get out of these clothes.
Freddie?
Yeah?
What did you and Helen talk about?
Oh, a lot of things we shouldn't have talked about, Nora, if you want the truth. And that's what I want to give you.
Why shouldn't you have talked about them?
Because of things that don't and can't exist anymore, Nora. Hey, where's the guy throw his shirt since the clothes hamper in the bathroom fell apart, huh?
Oh, well, put it in the hamper in the closet there, Freddie.
Right.
Oh, not that one, please, Freddie.
Hmm? Not this one?
Mm-mm.
Why not, Nora?
I think you'd better take that shirt out to the farm or set it aside for me to wash for you.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, Freddie, there's lipstick on your collar.
Huh? Oh, dear.
It's all right,
well,
Freddie. I know how those things are. But please don't put it in the hamper here. I don't want anybody in this house to know about it.
So there was lipstick on Freddie's collar, Helen's, of course. Has this hint of romance between Freddie and Helen been taken as lightly by Nora as it seems? And what will be the news of Johnny when further word has been received about the mid-ocean rescue of those aboard the ill-fated Atlantic Clipper? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, mmm, Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Delicious is right. Kroger Tenderay Beef is wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender, the best-eating beef you ever tasted. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tenderay Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Since all this is done before your purchase is weighed and priced, you get more meat, less waste. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay Beef. Friends, please keep in mind that the only place you can get famous Kroger Tenderay Beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. When you buy Kroger Tenderay, you get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And you get more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get Kroger Tenderay Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.